Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Ready?
Yep, where are we starting from?
Top of your sheet.
Craig Saladino.
Yep.
So with this one, I have to update my notes. I just received more documents from the caregiver, Jabeli. She sent in her IDs, but she still has to do the send over TV to the I-9 and complete the competency.
But we have the author, not yet.
No, not yet. The patient wants to do a meet and greet with more than one person a day, so it's a matter of Sarah like racking up caregivers so then we can knock out all the meet and greets in one day. She doesn't want to meet one caregiver at a time.
Yeah, I see there's a meeting today.
Yes. Well, she said she will call Gina to set up a meet and greet tomorrow, which is today. So nothing was set up yet.
Okay. Fine. Caroline Darden.
So for this one, just need to confirm and work out a schedule between two caregivers. Yeah, for that one. And she's almost compliant.
We have it all?
No, not yet.
When did we request it?
Nothing was requested yet until we solidify a caregiver for staffing.
You said
So
you have
this
two
one,
caregivers who are almost compliant, right?
yeah, the caregiver is almost compliant, but we still have to work out a schedule. I know from here, Sarah's last note is she stated she was going to call Charlene to get a schedule going on because there's two.
You mean her note from a week ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say follow up with her, it's only for Sarah.
Okay.
Randy?
Randy still have not been able to get in contact to get the contract done. I called the patient and dialed the brother-in-law, who is the point of contact for the payment. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Dolores, I have to follow up with her today. She's on my follow-up for today. Cornelius, every time I call him, he states he's going to give me a call back, never calls back. So it's a matter of just going back and forth with him on whether he needs the help or not.
Okay, let's go to Helena.
Oh, we got the offer, Helena?
Yes, I'm working on sending that up. I just spoke with the caregiver, Floyd, to get a schedule. So once we're done, I can send that up.
Okay. Dean Rochelle.
This one, I've called to see if he received the contract in the mail. I have to follow up with him again.
Eunice Green.
This client wants us to follow up next week, Monday. She wasn't feeling well.
Hey, Rochelle.
So this one, me and Melissa are working on trying to figure out on how to do the pay rate slash hours because the caregiver is doing a VA case for 16 an hour. And then this case is 84 hours. So
I
Jonas
thought
said
about
that
it.
Yeah.
It
So
can be,
I was
sorry.
wrong about the rate, but Yona said that we have to make sure that the first 11 hours are not, I mean, the first 11 hours, the 11 hours are part of the first 40, so we don't have to pay OT on 16. So I gotta find out from tomorrow how does that work. I'm wondering, there's a case, never mind, send me a message. He didn't ask, did he ask you about a sign-on bonus?
No, he didn't. He had asked the other caregiver, I think her name is like Vargas, because he's the one that brought on Rochelle, so he was asking for the referral bonus.
I think that's, yeah, so she, Maria Andrea, she called me about it, but I couldn't remember if it was this patient.
Yeah, it was him.
Okay.
But it's on the, it's on, the notes are on the other case, William Thompson, I believe.
Okay, let me find out how much we can give him.
Okay, let's go to the new one, Timothy.
Timothy, no, no contact. Louis, same. And I can't find them on Promise or the Keystone portal.
Yeah, I was looking for him as well.
So I'm not too sure if his Medicaid is even active.
Okay.
This is the same.
Okay, what's with Joan Van?
This one, the client wasn't feeling well. She'll be staying with her sister while she's healing. So she wanted a temporary pause. So I put follow-up for, I didn't update it, but the follow-up will be for the next week or two.
Fine, let's go on Singer, Leonard Singer.
So now they stated that they want the sister to do the to be the caregiver. She hasn't completed anything yet. I have to follow up with her. Earl Washington, still nothing. I spoke to the caregiver's mom. She keeps stating that she's going to tell her to complete the paperwork. Nothing yet, so I have to follow up with her again today. I have to follow up with this one, too, but it's also a problem case because Dolores keeps stating that she's going to complete the paperwork, which she doesn't, and then she keeps, she basically keeps asking if I spoke to the service coordinator. I called UPMC and left a voice message for the service coordinator to get back to me, and then when I have followed up with Dolores again to let her know, she stated that there was a change with the service coordinator, so it's just a lot of back and forth of I don't know what.
What's next?
So for Leonard, the same. He's just simply not completing the paperwork. I tried calling the patient. His number doesn't work.
Okay, Margaret.
Margaret Holman, the same. I called the patient. I have to follow up again. The caregiver is not filling out the rest of the paperwork.
When was the last time you called the patient?
Last week, I have to follow up again. She's on my follow-up for today.
Hey, Mary.
Jamie's almost done with filling out paperwork. Joseph is done. I have to request the authorization with UPMC today, and hopefully we can get start of care for next week.
Is this a family caregiver or a staff case?
This is family caregiver.
Was there auth requested at all?
No, with UPMC, you have to call in with the patient. So I'm going to do that today. That's on my follow-up for today.
This one's how many hours?
This one is, this one was the, how many hours was this one?
Can I ask you a dumb question, Erica?
No, there's no dumb questions.
Oh, this one might be a dumb question. Why wasn't off requested yet?
For Bear?
Yeah.
It wasn't requested yet. It wasn't requested yet. I don't know why, but it should have. It was more so making sure the paperwork gets in first.
It's a 168-hour case.
Okay.
That's why I wouldn't have requested if it's 168, because then we don't have, they don't start and it becomes a whole hot mess.
Frederick?
Frederick, the same, I spoke with the patient. When was this? On Monday, to let him know that the caregiver hasn't done anything. She said that she didn't receive my email, but I got confirmation that she did, so I resent it via text message. Nothing was completed as of yet. And then the patient had just asked about assistance with filling out an appeal form. I have to follow up with them again today.
Will.
So with Will, I have to follow up today because when I called the caregiver, which is his cousin Carlos, he didn't want to do anything unless he spoke with his cousin first.
The last time he spoke to them was on the 18th, which is last
week. Yeah, so I have to call them today.
Linda Crew.
Still haven't received nothing from the caregiver. I have to follow up again today to see what's going on.
Ricky,
nothing was completed. She stated she's going to complete it. Nothing. I have to follow up with her today.
All right, looks like it's the same story with each case.
Yeah, it's just the same, basically. They say they're going to complete it, but nothing is completed, so I'm just...
How did your conversation go with these caregivers and patients?
I go over the process, let them know that, you know, you complete all the paperwork, we can get services started immediately. Once we have mostly everything, we'll request the authorization to begin services, but now we've changed it to... When do you think you get paperwork in so we can request start of care for this specific date? But before, that's how my conversations will go.
Okay.
So, Eric, if you want, let me know if you want me to jump in while you're working on the caregivers for me to call the patients to let them know that they're still not sending in documents.
So the point of contact for most of these is the caregiver. So it's like I'm basically just calling the caregiver to follow up and everything.
Okay, well, let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
No problem.
Take care, bye-bye.